Today we will prove the existence of the afterlife with some signs that you see in your daily life but probably did not notice. Which one is harder, constructing a building for the first time or constructing a second similar building right after? Of course, you say that making something for the first time is harder and doing the same thing for a second time is easier and much more simple. Okay, can we say that God, under whose command the entire atoms of the universe serve like an army, cannot discharge this army and gather them again for the second time? Why should it be unreasonable for God to create the universe again after having already created a similar one for the first time? Think of the Earth's surface, which is renewed and refreshed every spring once more again, and the creation of different kinds of plants, different kinds of animals. The fact that Earth's face is resurrected every spring after its death in the winter is actually a sign of a new creation. Besides, there are no degrees of easy and difficulty for God, the Almighty. Naturally, a new creation will be infinitely easy for God. I mean, the initial creation of the universe and the constant creation we see in the universe are also proof for life after death. A generous person treats others to the extent of his wealth. For example, while a generous student can offer a cup of tea, a generous king offers a rich and big dining table. Simply, as the riches and generosity increase, treats increase accordingly. Well, what if generosity and riches become infinite? God's blessings should be infinite since He is the one with infinite generosity and wealth. However, this definition does not fit in with this small guest house of the world and a short life that is put down with death. Because just as the earth is temporary and limited, human life is also temporary and limited. Although mankind carries a desire for eternity in his soul, he could not find this blessing on this earth. So, on one side, there are infinite riches and infinite generosity of God, but on the other side, we have a limited world and a limited human nature. Therefore, after making this logical contrast, one can say that there should be a place afterlife where God's infinite riches and infinite generosity can appear with no limit. An eternal sun requires a mirror to be reflected eternally. Imagine a world-famous architect like Mimar Sinan. Everybody knows that this architect always does his work in a most wise way. He never wastes. All of his finished works show us that he has a wise character and does never waste. Let's imagine that he worked for 19 years for the new palace he is building and only the roof is left unfinished. In this case, if somebody says the architect will leave the building without finishing it with a roof. That is, if this person says he will let everything be destroyed in vain, he will expose the palace to rain and wind. Would that be reasonable? Of course not. An architect who does wise works during his life would not make such unreasonable and wasteful work. At this point, the truth is wisdom. God is the ultimate Lord. That is, He acts in a most wise way in all His works. From the functions of our organs to the exquisite abilities given to all creatures, to the regular movements of the planets we can see, proof of wisdom everywhere that all the work is done based on logic and benefits. God built a palace like the earth and created living creatures for great purposes with unmeasurable expenses. God put people on an important test. Of course, He will not waste all these valuable beings created with great expenses by not finishing this palace of the world with a roof of afterlife. We see signs of wisdom in every work of God, and He would not make such a waste, which is the opposite of His wisdom. God will definitely place the roof of afterlife on the top of this place of world. God is just. The desire we feel for justice, even in the slightest injustice, is a feeling given to us to understand God is just. God's justice appears in two ways. The first is that God created everything according to a measure and at a proper place. We can see this everywhere. Many examples can be given, such as a certain measure in the oxygen-nitrogen balance in the air, the rotation of the planets with a certain measure, or a certain amount of power and properties given to living creatures. The other manifestation of justice is to punish the unjust and the guilty. However, we see that many cruelties and injustices in the world are not fully punished here. Think about it, people who killed millions of people can live a comfortable life and leave this world. Or on the contrary, innocent people who have done good things all their lives, can be subjected to many injustices and persecution and can pass away in this way. So the most important part of the rewards and punishments is postponed to a greater courtroom for the full realization of justice. Small crimes are tried in small courts. On the other hand, big crimes are tried in large courts. For example, if a little quarrel occurs between two people, they can be reconciled immediately. However, a serious argument that ended up injuring each other can only be resolved in a great court. Similarly, the major crimes happening around the world are not resolved here immediately. They are postponed to a larger court. The manifestation of the name Just of God, which we see all over the universe, proves to us the afterlife and the great court there. Think of a kid trapped in the fire. Her mother comes right away and saves her child from the fire. Afterward, she takes care of all his needs personally. She meets every need of her child, from health to nutrition. She even buys a special house with 10 floors for him and prepares an environment where he will live happily throughout his life. Is it possible for that mother to come to the 10th floor of that house, suddenly throw her child down from the terrace, and kill him after all that special care she gave to him? This would be a very unreasonable situation. If she had such an intention, she wouldn't have saved him from the fire and wouldn't have given him so many treats. No need to mention the mother's compassion. Such a thing can never be expected. However, as in this example, human beings are brought into the realm of existence from the darkness of absence and receive many treats and blessings throughout their life. God provides everything to serve human beings since the moments of their birth. If there will be no life after death, all these treats that were given and all the compassion shown to us will go to nothing. It's no different from a mother throwing her child down from the 10th floor. It's unreasonable for God to abandon human beings to eternal oblivion after giving so much value. Besides, if human beings will go to eternal oblivion, why were they brought into the realm of existence? This is not logical, it's also against compassion, because what makes compassion a compassion is the presence of the afterlife. God shows compassion with numerous blessings, and God is the one who gives mothers a feeling of compassion. Accordingly, of course, God will not leave human beings in the darkness of nothingness after that. Actually, there is a nice sentence that sums up the whole event. If he had not wanted to give, he would not have given wanting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.